best way to start your day.
Good morning.
Good morning, Westchester, with Dennis and Tawny. Weekday mornings from 6 to 9, right here on 1460 WVOX.
1460 WVOX.
Everybody, the Monkees, Last Train to Clarksville. All right, Chris is on the line. Let's get to Chris.
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Hi, Chris. How you doing, Chris? Yeah, you're there. Go ahead.
Okay, yeah. You know, on the marijuana issue, okay, naturally, growing up in the streets of the Bronx in the 50s and 60s, I was quite familiar with the use of marijuana. But I do think that the illegality of it was one of the things that enticed the usage of it. You know, a lot of my friends, they felt that they were, you know, and the parents didn't really take responsibility for what, you know, in those days, like, we had to take care of ourselves in the streets.
Yes.
You know, the parents and we were, you know, expected to take care of ourselves. So I think one good thing, if there's anything coming out of this, is that parents will accept a greater degree of responsibility for the actions of their children, whether it be drinking or smoking marijuana. So that might be one aspect of it.
Are you saying parents should take responsibility, or that they will naturally take responsibility somehow?
Well, they should take a greater degree of responsibility.
I agree with you, but you know what?
The
present evidence doesn't indicate that. It seems like Americans are more and more just watching television films and watching entertainment and listening to their favorite music on
What about some 17, 18-year-old kid riding up and down the highway stoned or whatever like that, smoking about three or four joints in a car with his friends? And all of a sudden they get into an accident, total a car out, and hit a car with a young couple or with a baby in the car, God forbid. You know, what happens then? You know, there's too many things here.
Yeah,
you know,
I understand.
If you're driving your car years ago, or even now, you're driving your car, you're drinking, you get a breathalyzer test. What kind of test is it to prove if this guy was stoned or not?
You could walk a line. You know, the cop could ask you to come out and walk a line.
Mike brought up a good point. You know, if I own a factory or something, guy, a cigarette break time, we get a 15-minute break time for the union. Guy comes out, starts smoking two or three joints, comes back inside, he's stoned. Cuts off his fingers, God forbid. I'm the owner of the company. I'm going to have to pay disability to this guy, and I'm going to have to pay for his medical insurance and medical benefits. It's not right.
You could probably fire the guy for something like that.
I know, but there's too many loopholes. All these things should be ironed out.
But Chris, Louie and I were kicking this around during the break, and we suggested, well, you know, at some point, it's going to probably be loaded onto workers' comp. You know, workers' comp premiums have skyrocketed. With the little manufacturing we have left, this is only going to increase the cost to manufacturers and to consumers for product. And you know what happens? This increases the cost to the public. In the old days, when the risk was attributed to the owner, at least it was the owner's responsibility. Now it becomes Chris's, Steve's, and Lou's responsibility for unsafe conditions. I think it goes out of hand. I think the best conclusion Lou and I had was over the break. Maybe the rational point with this is, instead of speculating what will happen here in distant parts of the state or on Lincoln Avenue, why not have a controlled experiment, Chris? Let's say take a community like Sullivan County. We decided that that's a rural county not too far from New York. Why not just give Sullivan County an incentive to allow legalization for like 2 years, and let's measure the effect on schools, on crime rates, on driving practices? Wouldn't that be a better choice than trying it on the whole state?
That's part of the education process.
I would think so, but politicians don't like that because they want to take credit.
Chris, in insurance companies, it's based on pools. You know, you're going to increase people getting high more. Now, besides of liquor, you have an intoxication of marijuana or whatever. Insurance premiums are going to go up for everybody. So I have a clean driver's record. My insurance premium is going to go up because the group I'm in has three or four potheads in it.
Chris, what you were saying, you were making a
about
point.
Enforcement. You know, the cost of, you know, every law needs to have a reasonable amount of capability of enforcement.
Absolutely.
And You know, so it really, I think one of the factors that come into this is that it really is, enforcement is very, very difficult. And it's why we, you know, went from prohibition to allowing liquor, okay, and drinking was because it was just not possible to enforce it.
That's a fair point, and you're right. And the cost of marijuana enforcement was prohibitive. We know it caused a lot more stupid car chases and affected minorities disproportionately. We have read. I think the answer is try it on a smaller population, but an entire community, Sullivan County, or maybe a small city. I don't know, Schenectady. You know, these are the things to propose down here. But at least we see a controlled result and something the sociologists and law enforcement people can study. But what are we doing now, gambling with the lives of 20 million people in New York State?
You know, I still say, Chris and Steve, the best way to do is medical purposes, yes. Recreational purposes, no.
How about over 70?
Chris, I think that times perfectly.
Well, that means I'm legal now.
Yeah. Well, Chris, I think that ties in perfectly with attendance at Woodstock. You're saying that if you went to Woodstock, you should be allowed to continue getting.
No, you see, I didn't. You know, I tried it, but I nearly didn't use it because I didn't like the idea of not being responsible for my behavior.
Sure.
That really scared me. You know, when I couldn't. You know, when I lost that responsibility and possibly would do something that I wouldn't normally do.
Yes.
So that's really what kept me from getting involved in any kind of, you know.
Well, the same could be said about, you know, drinking liquor too, right? You lose some responsibility, right?
Yes, yeah, so. And I had the same feeling about alcohol too, that it's a matter of personal responsibility. And to me, personal responsibility is the most important thing in life.
Right.
Okay?
I agree with you on that.
Right. And no matter what the law says or no matter what's, you know, that comes first in life. If
and
you don't assume personal responsibility, there's nothing that's going to, you know, help you.
And I think that's a very good point. And to continue your thought along a logical line, with record unemployment nowadays, we know it's going to disappear eventually when the economy gets normal after the latest COVID outbreak. When the economy is down, that increases drug use and increases drinking. This is certainly economically, sociologically, the worst time to encourage drinking and marijuana use.
Very good point, Steve. All right, Chris, thank you for the phone call.
Great points, Chris. Thank you.
Good job today, Chris. Very good call. All right, let's get to the next call. We got somebody on the line, Nick? All right. Nobody's on the line right now, of course.
Lou, I just want to say something.
Go ahead.
You know, we were kicking around the idea of possible alternatives because I think we both recognize there is a demand for this a drug. It probably makes sense to allow for some usage of it, strictly regulated, strictly controlled, and I think it's a reasonable approach. I just don't like throwing up the floodgates, Lou, of opportunity, especially in a city that has challenges like New Rochelle. We're trying to get better. We're trying to build a retail sector or some economic life here. I don't think New Rochelle is going to profit from this very easily. I spoke to a guy at my bank, Lou, the other day. I called up customer service, and of all things, we started talking about laws and regulation. This is a kid who did some college, and now he told me he's facing years and years of paying college loan costs with very high interest rates. And he said, look, I'm not looking for a free ride, but do you think it would be possible to find a way to maybe get rid of the interest rate and just force the people who successfully and seriously completed college, give them a break on the interest rate so at least they could be concerned with lowering the principal? This young guy said he was working for years, Lou, to pay off his principal, but he was always just getting to pay off interest. I thought that was a very reasonable approach. He wasn't looking for a freebie.
Yes.
Maybe the marijuana should go to defray the costs of kids who have college debt and borrowed money for that purpose. So, Jeff, wherever you are, thanks for your idea. I think it comes up right here. We've got to challenge ourselves, and we've got to channel our idealistic designs and see if we can help people who need help.
Well, before Mike from Pelham called and he talked about people of color with the pot or whatever like that, to me, it has nothing to do with that. It's nothing to do with your freedoms. This is just a way of generating money in a tax form. That's exactly what this is. It's not. They're not saying that we want you to have your freedom. We don't want to hassle you. We don't want you. We're not going to toss you no more. We're going to give you a carte blanche. We're not going to bother you. They don't care about that. They care about the 15% tax they're going to charge on this stuff that they're making money and for their cities, for their general funds. That's what this is all about. Everything else you could throw out the window.
Well, I think you're right, because when you realize the prime movers of this are people who are basically looking for revenue for the state. The state needs revenue. I'm not saying it doesn't, Lou, and the local communities too. We all acknowledge that. New Rochelle needs great infusions of retail tax and economic activity, but that is not the best reason for legalizing marijuana. Marijuana should be passed by the experts, the MDs, the sociologists, the criminologists who study this for a living, who might be able to tell us, Lou, speculating in the future, what will the effect be on our children, the elderly, on driving practices and family relations?
All right. That's the music. We've got to take a quick break. We'll be right back in 2 minutes and 2 seconds.
You're trying to make your mark in society. You're using all the tricks that you used on me. You're reading all them high-fashion magazines. The clothes you're wearing, girl, are causing public scenes. I said, I'm not just stepping stone. Just stepping stone. Not just stepping stone. Not just stepping stone.
This is WVOX.
I'm Connell McShane. This is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks opened the week mixed as a tumble in oil prices signaled investor uncertainty about the pandemic and the strength of the economic recovery. Stocks tied to travel demand like cruise operators and airlines edged lower. The Dow falling 107 points, the Nasdaq up 24, S&P 500 down 4. An AMC stock is spiking after hours after the movie theater operator reported that losses narrowed in the second quarter, boosted by higher revenue as moviegoers returned to the theaters. However, its CEO Adam Aron issued a statement saying that AMC's journey through the pandemic is not finished and they're not out of the woods just yet. And shares of Smile Direct Club are falling in the extended session after the teledentistry company's quarterly results and outlook came in worse than expected following an April cyber attack and the prolonged effects of the pandemic. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Hillary Barsky, invested in you.
The Delta variant is spreading fast. All this week, Stinchfield details calls for new lockdowns, more masks, and even vaccination mandates. Watch Stinchfield tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern. He reveals the truth and the big dangers. Find Newsmax on all major cable systems like DirecTV, Dish, and Xfinity. Or free on Samsung, Roku, Zumo, Pluto, and more. Also, download the free Newsmax app on your smartphone. Watch Stinchfield tonight. More than 30 million Americans are tuning into Newsmax because it's real news for real people.
Now, WVOX traffic.
No accidents to report. We are slowing down at West 230th Street on the New York State Thruway. Hitting the brakes over at Fordham Road on the Bronx River Parkway southbound. Stacked up in both directions at the Cross Bronx Expressway. On the Hutchinson River Parkway, we're slowing down at Wolf's Lane on the approach to the Cross County Parkway. In the traffic center, I'm Lisa Rothman for 1460 WVOX.
In 2021, and what a year it's been so far, media studies overwhelmingly show something we've known all along, that radio, local radio, sometimes called community radio, is still the medium closest to the people. And now in this topsy-turvy world, with riots and a terrible pandemic not yet completely conquered, more and more of our neighbors are turning to WVOX, Westchester's forum and soapbox here at 1460. They call us local and vocal, where many different voices are heard in the land. And we're still what the Wall Street Journal called WVOX on its front page. America's quintessential community station. WVOX. Westchester. Yours. Every day and every night. 1460. Now, more than ever.
1460 WVOX.
We're back, everybody, and with the Lou and Steve show, the Steve and Lou show, and Vince is on the line, so let's get to Vince. Vince, are you there? All right, Vince, hold on for a second. Vince, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Go ahead, Vince.
Lou?
Yes, it's me.
Oh, Lou, I tell you, I was trying to call in earlier, but I was driving, I couldn't do it. Look, there's no shortage of dilemmas we have here in New Rochelle and elsewhere. We have a school board meeting that was supposed to happen tomorrow, but it's been canceled because the superintendent has some issues that he wants to talk about. It's going to be rescheduled for Thursday or next Tuesday. But the simple point of the matter is, what are we going to do about all our kids wearing masks in school all day? Even though there's only been one study done relating to masks involving young children, and it was inconclusive and not really coming to any conclusions.
Well,
but yet the CDC, the Center for Disease Control, under Biden and Fauci, has ordered 56 million elementary school students to wear masks all day. Now, I have a third grade kid. I'm not happy with the idea of him wearing a mask all day. When you consider the fact that young children rarely get the coronavirus and usually do not transmit it to anyone else.
Well, they say, Vince, that a lot of people wear a mask all the time. That's why a lot of people who are Uber drivers and truck drivers that have to wear a mask all the time, they start getting dizzy, they fall asleep because you don't have the right amount of air, breathing the right amount of air in your body or whatever. To put these things on kids, you're going to lower their learning education, their learning skills, because they're going to be more tired or not pay attention or fooling around with the mask or whatever. You know, if there's no virus in it and we're at a low point, let's say, right now, then, you know what, putting a mask on kids isn't the thing to do. That's how I see this.
Lou, there's one other thing parents need to think about. Right now, the infection rate amongst young children and communicative rate for young children is very low. But if they're going to order masks for all these kids now, why don't they order masks during the flu season when 30 to 36,000 young folks die every year because of the flu? So does this mean we should wear masks for young kids in school all the time? Or is this just some BS under the coronavirus thing with Obergruppenführer Fauci? I don't know what this is about.
Well, let's face it, Vince and Lou, there's legitimate concern about this new variant. I personally think the entry at the border of 200,000 or more, was it that much last month, 20% of whom are claimed to have been possibly carrying the virus, some variant of COVID. Is that the cause? Well, then perhaps we should be starting to think of alternative opinions to Fauci. Let's face it, this administration is in love with him. Is it unreasonable to ask Republicans and moderate Democrats to say, hey, let's step back. We've had the Fauci regime for much of the Trump COVID experience, and now with the Biden management of the COVID problem, is it time to maybe get a third opinion? Is that unreasonable to ask? This is without being unfair to Fauci. I think he's done honorable service over the years, whether you like him or not. I just think it's time to step back and say, has politics taken the place of science here? And I believe it has.
Here's the thing, Steve. Right now, if you look at the CDC website and all public commentary, there's only been one study relating to the efficacy of young children in school wearing masks all day, and it's inconclusive.
Really?
Yet the CDC orders every 56 million kids to wear one. So I want to know, should all kids wear a mask when flu season comes?
Let me just ask you the experience.
36,000 die.
Vince, let me report to you this experience. I know many children who've attended locally St. John and Paul Parochial School in Larchmont, and several less experienced I've read of yeshivas in Westchester County, from Riverdale to New Rochelle and other points. The experience of those private school students has been largely successful, and most of them went to school through hybrid or in-person learning largely throughout the entire COVID experience. How do you explain that situation? We showed a little faith. We showed a little faith in the school administrators and parents to make their own decisions.
To me, the numbers are down right now. You know, and kids don't usually get the virus. People our age get the
virus.
That's
what we've read.
All right. But the numbers are down. Just do social distancing now. If the numbers go up a little bit, if the numbers rise a little bit in any kind, any point, then you wear masks.
Take the next step.
Take the next step.
I agree.
Just go right now with just social distancing. What's wrong with that?
Whatever happened to incremental change? No, it's got to be radical and revolutionary. Welcome to the new reality.
All right, Vince, thank you so much for the call. Thank you all the callers. Vicky, great job. The Monkees. And they opened up for Jimi Hendrix. All right, Nick, you're the best. God bless everybody. Me and Steve will see you next week.
You once thought of me as a white knight on his steed.